You are listening to the Unity Now podcast featuring the Reverend Sean Birch, the pastor of Spirit of Unity Baptist Church in Roanoke, Virginia. In this podcast, you will hear powerful messages from Pastor Birch and other ministers that tell of the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. These messages will inspire, challenge, and help you grow in your relationship with God. I hope you're ready. I know I am. Let's be blessed by today's message.
There is indeed a word today, and that word will come from Mark, the second chapter. Mark, the second chapter, beginning at verse 1. Mark, the second chapter, beginning at verse 1. Mark, the second chapter, beginning at verse 1. Text reads like this from the New Revised Standard Version. Text says, when he returned, turn the tabs on, please. When he returned to Capernaum after some days, it was reported that he was at home. So many gathered around there, many gathered around that there was no longer room for them, not even in front of the door. And he was speaking the word to them. When Jesus speaks, he draws a crowd. When Jesus was healing, he drew a crowd. Then some people came, bringing to him a paralyzed man, carried by four of them. And when they could not bring him to Jesus because of the crowd, they removed the roof above him. And after having dug through it, they let down the mat on which the paralytic lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Now, some of the scribes were sitting there, questioning in their hearts, "Why does this fellow speak in this way? It is blasphemy. Who can forgive sins but God alone?" At once, Jesus perceived in his spirit that they were discussing these questions among themselves. And he said to them, "Why do you raise such questions in your hearts? Which is easier to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Stand up and take your mat and walk'? But so that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he said to the paralytic, in front of the scribes and the Pharisees, he said, "I say to you, stand up, take your mat, and go to your home." And he stood up and immediately took the mat and went out before all of them, so that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, "We have never seen anything like this. We have never seen anything like this." Sovereign God, we come to you right now just saying thank you. We thank you, God, for your provisions. We thank you, God, for your guidance. We thank you, God, for being the light when we are caught in dark times, or even dark moments. Lord, we look to you right now because we believe that you can do things that we have never seen before. You can continue to do miracles that boggle the human mind.
Yes, Lord.
We need a miracle from you, God.
Yes, Lord.
We need your help.
Yes, Lord.
And although the human mind cannot rationalize it, let our spirits rejoice in the mighty power of God.
Yes, Lord.
And so God continue to have thine own way right now in Jesus' name.
Right there.
Amen.
Amen.
May you see it. We have never seen anything like this. Just for a few moments, just want to leave you with this subject today. The miracle in friendships. The miracle in friendships. Need you to turn to your friend, not just your neighbor, turn to your friend this morning. Turn to your friend. I know you got a friend in here. Turn to your friend. Turn to somebody. You believe the person next to you is your friend. Turn to them and say, good morning, friend.
Good morning.
You are a miracle.
You are a miracle.
I want you to find another friend. Need you to find another friend and say, hey, friend.
Come from God in the first place.
Jesus tells us about a peace that the Bible tells us surpasses all understanding. And so when people go through things, when people are hurting, when folk are in need, we don't run the other way. Instead, we turn out to be the friend that God called us to be. I don't know what the deal. My wife probably knows the name of the group, you know, R&B group. What about your friend?
That's TLC.
TLC, there we go. TLC, she knew it right off the bat. TLC, talk about, what about your friends? What about your friends? Are you sure they will show up for you when the storm is rough? What about your friends? Even though you are paralyzed by life or physically paralyzed, will they do whatever it takes to bring you to Jesus?
Yes.
What about your friends? A real friend, when they see you in crisis, will know to do whatever it takes to lead you to Christ and take you to Jesus, but also be sensitive to the Holy Spirit and find you some help.
Yes.
Somebody say real friends.
Real friends.
There is a miracle in friendships that we tend to overlook. There's a beautiful miracle in friendships that we find ourselves having to glorify God for. Because it's not our own genius or popularity or what we wear that will attract people to us, but I do believe that it is God's sweet spirit that will resonate with folk that come in contact with you, and dare I say, or dare we say, we have never seen anything like this. Yeah, I want a friend to tear the roof off of something just to get me to Jesus. How many of you are friends? And yes, you want to go dance and do the Macarena or the cha-cha? Go ahead, I know that's right. I know, my wife drunk me out there. But I did it for her, but she loves it. She loves it. Not the best dancing, but I did it. But I wonder, how many friends are always interested in dragging you out to the club? How many friends are always interested in trying to peer pressure you to do things that go against God's word? How many people, and I'm not just talking about children, I'm talking about adults as well. Y'all think children get peer pressure? No, adults get peer pressure as well. Oh, you ain't hearing me this morning. How many times has your friends try to look out for your mental health? How many times have your friends put themselves aside in order to see that you get the assistance and help that you need in times of trouble?
Yes.
The miracle in friendships is that friends will look beyond their own needs at that moment. And see what God would have you do for someone else. Because we understand as servants of God that it ain't always about us. So in this text today, Jesus, he has been preaching and healing and preaching. Reverend Smith, Jesus can't even get a moment to himself because his fame has grew so much because of the profound words that he has preached, but also the healing, Deacon Smith, that he has done up to this point, and as we know, beyond chapter 2. We see here that the text says that Jesus returned to Capernaum. Now, it was reported that he was at home. Just need you to understand, I thought Nazareth was Jesus' home. Well, Nazareth was Jesus' hometown, but now Jesus has a new home. It's where a lot of his ministry has been occurring. And so people know that he had come back to his second home, his place where he was doing ministry. God has many places for you to do ministry. God has various homes for you to reside, but you got to remember, whatever home God sets you up with, it's also for you to do great work for God. Not for yourself. have four individuals. I consider them to be four good friends of this paralytic gentleman. And to get to this point of taking him to Jesus, they had to grow tired of seeing him this way. We can't even begin to understand what the friends were thinking at that moment. But all they knew is that they had to know that the doctors were not doctoring. Life keeps on lifing. People keep on peopling. But Jesus will keep on being Jesus. And so when you know Jesus is in the midst of you, you and I must run towards Jesus with the people we know are in desperate need of change and transformation.
Amen.
This paralytic man needed change. This paralytic man needed healing. This paralytic man needed transformation. And dare I say, yes, he got transportation by way of these four individuals who put him on a mat and carried him to the house. How many people are you willing to put on your back, put on a mat and carry them to the house of God?
All right.
Because they tried to get healing in school. They tried to get healing from drugs and other substances. They tried to get healing on the streets. They tried to get healing from their job, but they're still broken and they're still hurting. But the only place that you can bring them, that I found in the Word, is bring them to the house. Bring them to the house of God. Bring them to the house where God's presence is in the place. Bring them to the house where they can meet Jesus in such a way that it will change their whole life. I wonder how many people are committed to bringing somebody to the house.
All right.
See, you thought pastor would stand up here and say, hey, bring somebody with you every Sunday just because I wanted the numbers. No! We have biblical evidence that, yes, as Christian believers, we can go out the way to bring somebody to God's house because we know that it's going to be the right thing for them. Yeah. Right there, right there. But to bring somebody to Jesus. Yes, we can take folk to politicians. We could. We can take folk to the popular people because we figure maybe it's a social thing. It's not a social thing. It's not a political thing. This is about your soul. Being at peace in this world of sin.
Yes.
This paralyzed man, he's paralyzed, but we also learn, even when you future yourself in this text and read ahead of it, that when Jesus heals him, Jesus also gives his instructions that tells him that his sins are forgiven. Mm-hmm. What sins have caused your injuries? Whether it's mentally, physically, what sins are preventing you from moving in a way that Jesus will be pleased with? What unforgiving sins still linger in our lives that's keeping us to being the whole person that God wants us to be? And if you're honest with yourselves, some of you feel like you're broken in pieces. Some of you feel like you are lame, can't move. Some of you may feel like you're stuck and have no hope. And if you're there, wherever your there is, you ought to thank God that God went out of God's way to send some real friends your way and help you to not be directed. So these four men took their friend. I believe you have to. They had to be friends for them to put him on a mat, lift him up, transport him to the house. And even when they saw that the house was full and people were bursting out of the doors, they didn't even get discouraged because friends get creative. Friends, aren't you glad for your creative friends?
Yes.
Yes.
Right. Now, if my foot wasn't bummed, because I feel like I'm strong enough, I would pick up her, not Reverend Smith, but D.B. Smith.
Celebrate the fact that yours is.
Yes!
Y'all didn't get it.
Yes!
Yes!
You just quiet.
We need to see the same faith and possibilities that Jesus sees in us. And so, regardless of how controversial this may have looked, think about it. They tore the roof off of somebody's house. There's a financial cost to it.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm like, y'all sat down so quiet, like, well, no, trying to get to Jesus. No, it's a financial cost. There's a risk in our faith. There's a risk in moving in faith. But the blessing is that whoever the owner of the house was, it didn't say that the owner sued the people that tore the roof. Come on now. It didn't say the owners yelled at the men that tore the roof off. Maybe it's just the facts and the telling that when they heard Jesus affirm their faith, that they were concerned with earthly tabernacles. That they all saw a miracle happen.
Yes.
And the miracle just wasn't Jesus restoring this paralytic man's ability to move and walk. But they saw another miracle that day. And the miracle they saw was the miracle of some right on time friends.
Yes.
And our friends can be led by God to get us to Jesus in moments when we don't feel like going to church,
yes,
feel like going to Jesus, feel like opening up our Bibles. What about your friends? A friend stick closer than a brother. Come on now. Our friends can be there for us anytime. Jesus can stick closer to us than a brother. Jesus can be the best friend that we ever had. And when we were in trouble, when we had a faith of a mustard grain seed, Jesus saw all of humanity and stayed on the old rugged cross. Jesus died on the old rugged cross. Jesus rose from the grave. And now Jesus, our greatest friend of all time, sits at the right hand of the Father with all power in his hand. And I'm so glad today that there is a miracle in friendship. A friend that will help me. A friend that will lead me the right way. A friend that will see the possibilities in me. A friend that gives me hope that there can be a tomorrow. Jesus.
Thank you.